Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to chapel. My name is Elizabeth Wilder.
And I'm Hannah Daly. This is a chapel to celebrate our semester at WCSC. We wanted to begin this morning by giving you a small taste of our life in D.C. For 15 weeks in the city, the semester packs in a lot. But one thing that keeps us grounded is our faith and our values. Though we all come from different backgrounds, places, and stories, there are underlying virtues that keep us connected.
One question that our director, Kim, has routinely asked us this semester is, where do you find God in the city? Over the next 25 minutes, you'll see our group's reflections of where we see God in the city. So as we go through chapel this morning, we ask you to reflect, where do you see God in the city?
First, we'll give you a look at what our day-to-day lives look like. Each student in the program has to do at least 20 hours a week internship at an agency. For example, Kayla works at Christ House as a nurse.
Doctor! Doctor, fix my foot!
I'm not a doctor, I'm a nurse at Christ House.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And on any given day, 15,000 people are homeless.
I'm one of them! I'm a homeless man! Diabetic, no toes!
In which I work with and doing their treatments, which is normally wound care and diabetic foot care.
Thank you so much, I appreciate it.
So now let's get you to Christ House.
Thank you.
Jasmine works at Little Friends for Peace, where she does peace education for children.
Are you guys ready for the peace pledge?
Yeah!
Okay, everyone, one hand on your heart and two fingers in the air. Repeat after me. I am a peace builder.
I pledge.
To talk to others with respect. To treat people with care.
To make peace, not break peace.
To build peace.
At home.
At school. And in my neighborhood.
Each day.
Are you guys ready for a cooperative game?
No!
Come on.
After a week of working hard, our group likes to come and play hard, mostly with family game nights, shared meals, and watching movies. Our group has also really gotten into the TV show Designated Survivor, which is based in D.C. So some of our favorite group activities have included food tasting, milkshake runs, and dancing.
Let's go dancing!
Other people is only having to cook one night a week.
Okay, so what are we making tonight? Beef stew, right? I've never made beef stew.
Okay.
Are you chopping the potatoes?
I'm chopping potatoes.
Okay, you're using onions, okay? I'll keep stirring this thing. It looks okay. I'm not sure, but... Okay. Well, this steam is just like...
Oh my goodness.
I think it's ready.
What do you think, Jason? Is it ready?
Okay.
I'll tell them it's ready.
Go for it.
Dinner is ready, guys.
Yeah!
Come and eat.
Dinner.
Thank you. Thank
you. You do dishes?
Thanks. Not me.
Easy trying to accommodate so many different food needs, but our house has managed to make it work.
Oh my gosh! All these groceries, this is ridiculous.
And that Uber, it took forever.
50 bags of groceries, all this ice cream and Virginia.
So much food!
Oh my gosh, yes, Jonathan. Here's your spinach! Oh my gosh!
In addition to our internships, we are each taking 3 classes based on DC's multicultural history. During class time, we talk about how concepts of servant leadership inform our interactions at our internship and in the house, how DC continues to gentrify and change, and so much more.
One of our group's favorite activities is one of our instructor Kim's famous walking tours around the city.
Okay, you guys, come on! Let's go! We gotta get going!
Come
on! I know I walk fast, but we gotta get places! All right! Now, as you see here, this is Howard University's chapel. Oh. If you look, they have beautiful stained glass windows, okay? And also, those curtains were made by my great-grandmother's sister back in the 1915, I don't even know, but it was a long time ago. All right. And Irina, you're not supposed to be eating in class. Anyways. Oh my goodness, the acoustics in this room are lovely. Oh, and by the way, you might hear me singing later. I have my voice lessons in the basement. Just wanted to let you know.
Oh, good.
So,
the metro is heavily involved in our daily commutes to work as well as on these walking tours. It can get a little bit crazy.
Ding dong, ding dong. Step back to allow customers to exit. When boarding, please move to the center of the car. Ding dong, ding dong. Step back. Doors closing.
Oh no, not again.
Ding dong, ding dong. Step back. Doors closing. Perhaps one of the best parts of this program is our unstructured time in the city. For example, some of our group members in their free time have decided to take an American Sign Language course. Amanda, Dan, and I are studying ASL at Gallaudet University. In the course, our homework sometimes includes telling stories. This is the timber story.
Hello. One day, a man was going to walk. On his shoulder, he carried an axe. And in his other hand, a lunchbox. He just walked to walk, strolling through the roads with trees all around. It was a forest. So he was just moseying through, looking at trees and stuff. Then he saw one. A nice tree, not too shabby. So he decided to chop it down. He chops and chops. The tree starts to give away. He chops some more. And then right before the tree fell, the lumberjack took a few steps and yelled, "Timber!" And the tree falls with a thud. He's like, "Good job, killed a tree." Now he picks up his lunchbox, gets back to walk. He's walking, strolling, enjoying the sun when he sees another tree. Now this is a big tree. I mean, the last one was nothing compared to this. He puts down his lunchbox and starts chopping. He chops and chops and hits the tree, and the tree starts to give away. He chops some more. It's slowly, but it's getting there. He chops and chops until it's just about down. He puts down his axe, takes some steps back, and yells, "Timber!" The tree falls with the ground shaking underneath of it. He's like, "I'm kind of tired. I'll do another walk." So he sits down, opens his lunchbox, grabs some coffee, and chugs that beautiful cup of Joe. He puts it to the side, sees an apple, because you gotta keep the doctors away. He eats it, just chopping around. He throws it to compost in the earth, because he's a good green guy. He puts everything back in his lunchbox and decides to go back to walk. He's walking, he's feeling good, he's got a full stomach, got half of his day done. And then he sees a tree. This is a gigantic, enormous tree, bigger than all the other trees in the forest. He puts down his lunchbox, puts down his axe, rolls up his sleeves, turns his hat around, and gets ready to go to town on this tree. He chops and chops and chops. The tree fights back with all of its might. He chops and chops, and the tree's barely giving away. He just keeps going over and over, time after time. Takes a break, he's like, "Can he finish this?" So he chops more. And when he finally gets to good points, he takes some steps back and yells, "Timber!" Nothing happens. It's like, that's weird. Tries again, even louder, "Timber!" Nothing happens. Stays the same. It's like, I got an idea. He gets his phone out. He calls his buddy. It's like, the tree, it will not fall. He tells his buddy, "We need you to come here." So his friend's on his way, shows up. He's like, "Hello, friend. I'm a doctor." It's like, "Good. I need you to fix this tree. The tree, it won't fall. I don't know what's wrong." The doctor says, "Let me check it out." So he gets his equipment out, does a little checkup, and then he realizes what's wrong. So the tree is deaf. The lumberjack, "What? A tree's deaf? That's not possible." He's like, "Yep, that's how it is." So the lumberjack thinks, he's like, "I got an idea, you step back." So slowly, he steps back and spells out T-I-M-B-E-R. The tree falls as the whole forest shakes. The ground is flying everywhere. And he says, "Thank you to the doctor, and thank you to the narrator, and thank you to you guys."
It's an interesting time to be in D.C. with our current political climate. On any given day, you're likely to run into at least one protest, if not more. Our group members have been very active in the political scene in D.C., representing our different political ideologies and interests.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be
In the busy hustle and bustle of the city, it may seem like God is missing from the picture, but do not be deceived. God is in the thought and care each student puts into internships, although those we give care to are not always grateful. God is in the hands that prepare dinner each night for a stressed-out household, even when the meal isn't someone's favorite.
God is with each person, especially on days when doors, including the doors of the metro, seem to be slammed in your face. When the city feels unwelcoming, especially to those without a home, God is there working to provide shelter. Despite our attempts to other people, God is always present in each person, no matter what their political or religious affiliation.
So where is God in the city? Everywhere, working to connect with our people. When two or more are gathered together, God is there.
This is but a small glimpse of the different ways our group has interacted with God and the city in our semester. To learn more yourself, consider participating in the WCSC program or talk to one of our current students after this semester. To finish our time, we leave you with the words of Jeremiah 29:7. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper.